seen John in meetings. You've seen him up close and personal in Orlando before the draft. You know, on TV. What's it like to actually see him on the practice field like you did today?
Man, it's awesome. You know, I've known him now for like 4 or 5 years, and I'll say this: he's never changed. You know, he's been the same guy all the time with me, and so he's hard on me. He pushes me. He challenges me. And it's everything I want, because it's everything that I do for myself. I push myself, challenge myself. And at the same time, he'll tell me, I love you, man. You know how he feels about you. So when he pushes you, you don't care, because you want to do anything for him. You want to go through a wall for him. So I think our whole team feels like that. You know, I think you can feel a little bit of difference, around him. And it's really cool.
Did you get challenged today more than you would have maybe in any other previous April practice? John said that they threw things at you today, he said.
Yeah, especially for day one. You know, he threw everything at me. Yeah, he threw everything. He tried to get me, see if I was listening to him in the meetings and all those things. So we had a lot of fun, doing that. And it's always fun to, accept his challenge and, hopefully do good at it. And look at him and wink at him or something like that. So we have fun together, because we know that we both have the same goal in mind, and that's putting the ship in the water, hitting this thing running. And we're trying to do that right now. Obviously, we're getting after it. We're trying to work really hard with each other. So it's been a lot of fun.
The short time we were out there, it seems like he's pretty vocal.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Practice field. What's that like? Just hearing him all the time.
Marshawn said he's so vocal, and I talk to him so much that I'm starting to talk like him. So we'll see how that goes. But I think the Texas in me will not let that happen. But I think him being vocal and all those things, it's nothing new. You know, it's just who he is. Some of you guys have known him longer than I have, but he hasn't changed at all. And he's a great, great mind. And then when you get out here, if he's yelling or saying something, he knows exactly what he's talking about, so everyone's alert. Everyone's paying attention. Everyone's trying to learn. He's won a Super Bowl, he knows exactly what he's doing.
Fourth playbook in 5 years.
Thank you.
Has it gotten any easier this time around?
In a weird way, I guess, yes. Learning his plays again, feels like we do this like every other season. We're talking about, it's like the same picture, but you're calling it something completely different. Now we have some different pictures and things like that, but just really the number one thing was speaking the same language. We're about 90% there, where we're speaking the same language. We got the gist of each other. We know what we're saying, but once we get that and we're rolling and we're just growing with each other, it's going to be awesome. It already is. I love every part of the process, but really just the language part of it, that barrier. Because he has a background, his staff has a background, I have a background. We're all just trying to, figure out how to communicate things. And once we do that, man, which we have to, man. There's teams that have been in the same system for 15 years, and so we got to do that in a hurry.
How would you rate your Bay Area tour guide skills for Jordy the day he visited?
Tour guide, oh my goodness. I feel like I knew a little bit of what I was doing. I knew it. He knew my buddy Devontae obviously really well. So we FaceTimed Devontae, James Jones, we FaceTimed James, and they were all talking to him, but I thought I did a good job. He's here.
Is that a fun process, trying to get in sync with your new receiver, kind of like trying to think about how he thinks and get on the same page?
Yeah, it's really cool, it's fun because, when I was in college, I would watch Aaron play, all the time. I just have some of the same mannerisms or trying to get it out quick and stuff like that. And so now listening to his, like, the mental side of things, how they thought, how they worked together, and him coming up to me and saying, hey, what do you think about this at this, or doing it at this depth, or just learning all of that kind of stuff has been really, really cool. I'm coming, E. So we still have to squat. Just learning all that stuff, getting on the same page. And for the first day we were on the same page, there was a couple where we miss, and the routes on air, but that's just us saying, oh, I thought you were doing this. But that's the fun part, that's the growth process, and hopefully we can do it faster so we can get ready to win.
Was there anything that that Greg Olsen had put into the offense when you were a rookie that was similar? I mean, is there any carryover at all? I mean, he had been with Gruden,
so. That's what's made it easy for me. Now, I don't know about the guys that weren't here with Ole, how easy it is, but for me, that's made it easy because Ole, the terminology, the way they call things, certain things, that has been – you know, kind of similar, but obviously Coach Gruden brings on his own stuff and doing it that way. But Ole, you know, naming things, let me say it this way, it's pretty much the same kind of mindset, just different things here and there. But, yes, there are some similarities.
Different regime comes in. You don't know how existing players are going to be evaluated. You happy that Marshawn stayed in the fold?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I think our whole team is. You know, anytime we can keep a guy like Marshawn, who's not only a great football player, he's a great teammate, he's a good friend. You know, he's someone that does so much for our community here in Oakland. You know, that there's nothing wrong. You know, those are all pluses. So to have him here really fired me up.
You know, you stay out of other teammates' business aspects of things, but Khalil obviously not here. You guys are close. Have you been in contact with him at least as a friend?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, and that, when it comes to, we've talked about this, when it comes to somebody else's money, I don't get in their pockets. I don't go anywhere near it. But I just check on him as a person, make sure he's doing good, let him know everything's fine here, you know, just keeping him updated on things and all that. But my job and, you know, my role in his life is to be there and just be a friend. But, yeah, I have talked to him.
It's a huge undertaking to get a contract done. You went through it last year, and you didn't get done till June, so.
No doubt. Yeah. No, yeah, so that's why I know. You know, I know the feelings. I know the emotions while still getting ready for a season. Thank you, Billy. But I've been in contact with him just to make sure, you know, his emotions are good. You know, he feels good. Letting him know we got, you know, we're here, we love him, you know, all of those things. I don't want him to, you know, be worried about any of that.
Your brother on Twitter wanted to know if any chance Coach was mic'd up today, your brother Darren.
I was mic'd up, that was for my sake. But no, we weren't mic'd up.
This offseason wasn't your first in which you spent some time in Haiti. How did the trip go? Obviously, you had some friends that were there with you, and ultimately, what was important for you to accomplish all that?
Yes, to spread Christ's love, man. To just go somewhere where, when you show up, they're like, why are you here? You know, the people are like, why would you come here? And to just be there, we played a couple soccer games, which we didn't win. But the second game, I blame Latavius. But it was his fault. But no, we had a great time. But we love to go down there and just spend time with the kids, spend time with the Haitian people down there. And it's you think that when you're going down there that it's going to make an impact for them or whatever. You know, some guys think that. But every time I come home, I feel like the most blessed person in the world. They bless my life. This their love that they have for each other. I mean, I'll tell you a quick story that blew my mind. So we got to feed this village their first hot meal in 3 weeks. And so we had the honor to be there that day, you know, to serve it. So we're out there, we're passing them out and all this, and not one person took a bite till everybody got something. And they didn't eat for 3 weeks. It blew my mind. So it's just stuff like that. Their honor for each other, their respect for each other. I mean, it was awesome, man. It really touched me.
We've run a lot of veteran free agents here, guys that have 29, 30, 31.
Yep.
John wants to hit the ground running, guys that can learn things fast. Is that something you notice already, that guys are, you know, wow, these guys are clued in quick?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, with guys that have been the same system, you know, you can see that. But also just guys that can pick up and, you know, learn quickly. You know, we went out there and we practiced, and it didn't feel like a day one. You know, we felt like we had been in it. We felt like we, you know, had been grinding. We had felt like we kind of knew what we were doing, and then just making little corrections. It wasn't like, you know, hey, this is brand new. It just felt like, oh, this is what we do. And I thought that was the coolest takeaway from today, is like it didn't feel like a day one.
A couple more for Derek. He's got a lift.
We're just talking a little bit about the video board that's up there now, and just using that to kind of replay plays immediately so that you can get some immediate feedback. Did you catch yourself looking up at that at all? Was it helpful for you today?
Yeah, absolutely, because, you know, you can take a look and see something right away. And it's an instant correction, whereas, you know, there's some things where you guys know even after a game you'll ask me a question, I don't know, I can't answer it because I can't see it, you know. But right there, you can, after practice, you're like, oh, this is awesome. Then you can go talk about it right then. We're fixing things, you know, an hour before we usually would. And so I think that's, you know, really cool, not going to lie.
Didn't affect your team, but taking some interest in this quarterback draft class and seeing where guys wind up.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I love football, you know, so I'm just a fan. I absolutely take interest in them. I think they're all talented. I think they're all going to be really good. I really love Lamar Jackson, though. I think with – in the right position and with the right coaching, man, that he's a special, special talent. You know, there's obviously for any rookie, there's going to be a lot to learn. Just talking to him a little bit, I think that he's special, man. I think he can do a lot of damage, especially if teams want to play man.